they're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told. Waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
On RadioVegas.rocks, it's time for the Oscar, Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show. They know a lot because they were there to live it. Now, give it up for your hosts of the show that is making history, Oscar, Bernie and Ernie.
Yippee-ki-yay! Hey, we're back out here in the desert, Las Vegas, baby. It's Tuesday night, 9 o'clock on the West Coast. And it is the Oscar and Bernie History of Comedy Hour, produced here by our good buddy Jay Bird. We're at RadioVegas.rocks. Blah, blah, blah. Not too dyslexic, am I? Anyways, it's great to be back here. We're going to be talking comedy this evening. And we want to give a shout-out right away to different people that help promote the show. And I want to mention last week, if you haven't heard the show, go over to OscarandBernie.com. Over there, we got the previous shows all listed out there. You can click on that and listen to them. We had Dick Talks, Dickster, with Pete's Wheatgrass. We want to thank Pete's Wheatgrass. You can catch that over at Las Vegas Athletic Clubs. It's the most oxygenated stuff you can drink. Wheatgrass. It's really healthy for you. So get on over and check that out. Also, my buddy Ernie over at Amnesia Salon. It's 6462 Losey Road. You want to get a hold of Ernie Monday to Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 5. Color highlights, hair extensions, manicure, pedicure, Brazilians, manzillions, and Ernie's even got a chiropractor over there at Amnesia Salon to get you bent back into shape. So anyways, that's a couple of our sponsors. We want to mention to you, go over to, again, Oscar and Bernie YouTube channel. Check out a lot of comedy we have over there from people we videotaped in the past over the years. And we've got over 100 videos over there. You can see the likes of Robert Goulet emceeing a couple events, and Don Rickles shows, different people we videotaped over the years, and see some other guys that you never heard of that do a nice job on stage. There's a lot of fellas out there that started out doing open mics, and we got a bunch of them around Las Vegas, and that's where you go get your feet wet. You want to try to write at least 90 seconds. That's what they're looking for anyways with America's Got Talent. They're going to be in here the 19th, January 19th. They're going to be here, and hopefully you got your audition set up with them. Anyways, Tuesday night, John Hilder, he's got things going on over there at the cabaret over there. We got jokes. That's at Planet Hollywood, if I'm not mistaken. We got Alex on Monday nights over at the dive bar doing just effing comedy. And if you're walking in there for the first time and, as a guest, you get a free PBR tall boy on Alex. So that's a nice show they're doing over there on Monday nights. Sunday night, the E String. Devin Sheffield been doing that a long time. His buddy Victor Hernandez has helped him with that too. Boomers has got Donnie Johnson. Excuse me. Off of Valley View and Cyrus over there on Sunday evenings too. So both sides of town are covered. Tuesday nights, we got, let's see, it looks like Bruce Purcell. A couple other guys are doing a thing over there at Champagne's. Over there on, I think that's Maryland Parkway, 3557 Maryland. Thursday nights at Legends. So what you want to do is you want to get at least 5 minutes. You're looking to write down some stuff that's biographical about yourself. Most comics are striving for 4 to 6 laughs per minute. Whereas if you're a technician like Sam Kennison was, you might be able to talk a minute or two. If you're a good storyteller, keeping the audience enthralled. And then drop the hammer on them and get the laughter. And that's what it's all about, getting up there and having fun and hearing people laugh. And the idea is that if you can get friends to laugh and then if you can get strangers to laugh, then you get strangers to laugh for money is where it was said at one time. Hey, Wednesday night we got our good buddy Bobby Massey over at the Naked City Pizza. And Naked City, I guess they just landed a contract where they're going to be doing all the pizza at one of the gigs here in town, one of the professional sports. Jay, where's that at? Can you chime in on that for a second? Tell me where that was at. Naked City's got that contract going on now. I think it's...
They'll be providing all the food at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, fantastic. That's fantastic. So they're going to be having their name
because
up on lights.
Because Naked City Pizza is more than just pizza.
And it's always fun over there Wednesday nights with Bobby Massey. It's an open mic. So, you know, you guys that are listening to the show, you people out there that want to try your shot at doing comedy, getting up there and performing in front of people, there's your shot. And we got the different places covered. On Monday nights, you got the Alibi Comedy, Monday night hosted by Victor Hernandez at the Hard Hat Lounge. Now I was just reading in the paper, the Hard Hat Lounge, they got a chef over there now that's cooking up some really good grub. I guess he's a world-renowned chef, and I guess they're putting together some really nice food. It's a nice little place. From the outside, it looks like, hey, you know, what am I walking into? But it's a nice setup. The guys are all friendly. It's a lot of fun. And it's a fraternity where we all kind of help each other out. So anyways, we got a new advertiser. It's the Prump School of Prostitution. Yeah, don't delay, but if you do lay, you too can make $80,000 a year, work 80 hours, and never get off your back. So call 1-800-SCREW-ME, and you too can learn at the Prump Prostitution of School. All right, there's a disclaimer. This is not for real, people. Don't be calling that phone number and aggravating somebody. This is comedy. That's what we're talking about over here. At this time, I think Jay's got somebody we can listen to. We're going to start off with... It's me? It's on me?
That's what you wanted.
That's what we're going to hear. All right, we got something to listen to, so go ahead. Let's take it away. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Oscar, and I'd like to start off by doing a few impressions for you. And afterwards, when you recognize the voice, just shout out their name. All right, here we go.
I say to my agent, hey, I found a guy with a talking duck. He runs his fist up the duck's keister and lays a big egg on stage yelling, Aflac, 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 you.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, that was Gilbert. All right, now for our second one, you'll get a 2-for-1. All right, here we go.
Oh, wow, man, what's that, man?
Hey, man, check it out. It's a Mexican strobe light.
Cheech and Chong.
Oh, yeah, that was Cheech and Chong. All right, now for this last final one of our little game here.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Bill Clinton.
No, that was Bill Cosby.
Okay, thanks. That was fun. Now a little bit about myself. I'm a half-breed. I'm half Indian and half Jewish.
I gotta tell you, I get no respect. My rabbi smoked a peace pipe. My cantor played the tom-toms. Why, we're the only tribe in the valley to send up smoke salmon signals. And I had a rough, rough childhood. It was a brisk walk with a tomahawk.
Ouch! That would hurt! Circumcised by a sharp rock? That would still hurt. But I can't lie, I'm not a Jewish Indian. Though, being from Cleveland, you know I got a little Indian in my heart. Think about it. Actually, I'm German and Irish, which makes me a dyslexic drunk. I don't know whether to fight for a drink or drink and fight. True! Nah, not really. I'm a contradiction and redundancy. Because some say they love to hurt the ones they love. Not me. I'd rather beat it. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter. And to prove it, I raised 5 girls. Come on now, give it up for the old guy. I raised 5 girls. Thank you. That's 3 daughters and 2 wives. Hey, I'm not a polygamist. I just married Mormon girls. Hey, it's Vegas, you know, 2-for-1 special. But nothing like having daughters, though. Daddy's little girls. Oh, yeah, you girls are so cute and cuddly. Then you hit about 13 and the PMS stuff starts, and you turn into all the terrors. And that goes on with you ladies until that bloody PMS stops. Usually about 50 years old. And then you ladies finally become sane, for the first time since childhood. And then you realize what us men put us through, and you have an epiphany. It dawns on you. You only got about 15 good sane years, maybe 20, because at about 65 or 70, y'all start getting nutty again. And it's over for us guys. We're diving for cover. Behind lawyers. I put a few of their kids through college. And this is what I can tell you about living in Sin City. The land of Oz is tough on marriages. Sure, between the hookers and strippers and skanks, oh my, you can get run over living in a fast lane. There's roadkill in a yellow brick road. Nothing worse than squash cowardly lions. Hey, you go ask Siegfried and Roy. They don't want to step into any pussy pit, hey? Hey, think about it. And people ask me if I gamble in Vegas. Only in wedding chapels. And on real estate. I was unlucky in love and I lost both the house and the ranch. Why I'm so unlucky, I'm lucky I'm not on a moped. Once I thought I was real lucky because I got a free drink in a casino. And then I picked up the bartenders, right? Lucky day? Hell no! That free drink cost me $800. A month. For 18 years. I should have never bet her $100 that she wouldn't sleep with me. Think about it. And last payday, I'm so unlucky, I stumbled into a room full of drunken hookers and I came out with blue balls. Now that's bad luck with women. And as I left the cat house, I tripped and fell into a barrel of boobies and I came out sucking my thumb. Now that's dumb luck. Look, 25 years ago, I wouldn't have lost a first wife, let alone a second, you know, if I had that invisible fencing. Sure, now here's a visual for you. To keep her close to home, I'd buy her a designer collar, a fancy one. Rhinestones with remote control. Hey, what do you think you're going? Get back in the yard. Because in the old days, women married you for your money. Now they divorce you for it. And I thought I had life by the balls. Too bad she didn't. We wouldn't have been divorced. It became obvious to me she married the wrong guy. Though I thought I had a picture-perfect marriage. 13 years until one day the wife said in her Southern Belle drawl, "Why don't you write some ex-wife jokes? Think about it." Huh? I didn't have to think about it very long, because here she comes driving up in a big old U-Haul truck. Starts loading up and says, "Aren't you going to help?" Me help? I don't see any weed haul there. You haul it out of here. I mean, what the hell? Oh, and there's your ex-wife joke. Hey, don't blame me, people. Her mother warned her, and I'm a nice guy. I warned her, too.
The laughs continue on the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
All right on. Hey, that was getting in at about the 3rd minute of the act. This is a training tape, which what I've done is taken 40 years to write the act. Now it's it is an old fart that I am. It's a matter of remembering everything. But anyways, what I did is I put everything out on tape. And had it professionally recorded in a studio over here in town. And I listen to it when I'm driving around or got the headphones plugged in. And that way you're constantly studying on what you're doing. Because when you get up into an hour of material in front of an audience, you want it to just fall off your lips without even thinking about it. And what I've done is that I've set it up in different segments. Where we ended up right there is about halfway through the 3rd segment, which is... I got a U-Haul single. I start off with the key words from what each segment runs about a minute long. So the first bit, I'm talking about that I'm German and Irish, so the key word's German. So one run, what am I running for? The German. 2, zoo, what's in the zoo? The second one is gamble, is talk about gambling in Vegas. And then U-Haul is the 3rd bit. There's a U-Haul truck, you know, so that's the main thing of that idea. So that way, when you're on stage, you want to be able to hook in your mind those key words for you can memorize your material and get on stage, and hopefully what you do is you find your stage voice and it flows easy for you. I find it's nice being able to tell stories about your life. When you got funny incidents that have happened to you, that when you get in front of the audience, you just be able to talk to them. Lately, what I've been doing is talking about what happened with meeting people like Rip Taylor and different people in show business over the years, and what happened on the Gong Show and that type of stuff. And relating that way, my act, I do impressions, so throughout my monologue, I'm throwing voices out there instead of just saying, oh, now this next voice, I'm going to do this, or that next voice, I'm going to do that. And I look for audience participation. As we play on into this, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And the live performances of my act, like I say, are at the Oscar and Bernie YouTube channel. Now, a couple other people I want to mention. We got a great realtor here in town. He's a personal friend of mine. He'll give you a free analysis over there. If you're looking to buy or sell and you have a need for a good, honest, hard-working realtor, well, I got the guy for you. Give a call to Mike Hallop at Century 21 Solutions. He's at 702-533-4238. That's Mike Hallop. And he's a hard-working dude, man. I mean, he works valet at one of the hotels here in town, too. He's been a realtor for a bunch of years. I know him because through our accounting company here in town at a tax service and more, we're over at 3140 South Durango. We've been preparing tax returns. Geez, I've been doing it for over 40 years here in Las Vegas, and that's how I met Mike some years ago, helping him with his books. And I've referred him to different people that I know, and he's done a great job for him. So get a hold of Mike Hallop, give you a free analysis, Century 21 Solutions, and again, his number is 702-533-4238. That's his direct number. And if you got any tax questions or you just want to talk comedy, excuse me, I'm easy enough to get a hold of, 702-515-9162, our Oscar and Bernie website. We also have a spot there where you can comment, sign into the guest book over there. We appreciate that, and check out what we have to offer. There's an internet company, killerstandup.com. You might want to click on that. They've got a lot of good information, and if you want to delve into it farther, you can click onto the link and get in there and pay them a few bucks. They're the ones that really point out getting the 4 to 6 laughs per minute. They got software that comedy clubs use, so when the comics are on stage, it's actually monitoring the act and recording the response from the audience. So that way there's a way to gauge on what's going on. But it's important, though, you know, to be down to earth, talking from the heart, always be honest with people. This is a business. You want to make sure you keep your books right. You want to deduct your mileage. You're allowed to deduct out of every 5 years, 3 years of loss. So if you got a day job and you're doing something else, you can offset your income by running around and hitting all the open mics and logging your mileage and deducting it off your tax return. So anyways, if we can, Jay, if we could pick up from where we left off and let it roll for another 5 minutes, and we'll come back and talk.
Frankly, my dear Scarlett, I don't give a damn. And she starts loading and whining.
You do nothing while I sweat like a dog.
Yeah, well, now you know I felt like in the bedroom. Oh, yeah, because doggy style for us, I'd roll over and beg, and she'd tell me to roll over and play dead. Hey, all I wanted to do was bury a bone, but I was left there to lick my wounds. So why would I help? I just lost 3 tax write-offs. We all know I had a divorce just to get half my stuff back. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies. I love women. It's wives I've had issues with. Oh, yeah, and I'd like to know, how many married women cheat? Where's our 20 or 30% of our desperate housewives? Now be proud. Raise your hands. Stay calm, guys. This is only a test. There could be up to 3% error. You do the math. And if you can subtract and add, you'll go home with someone new to multiply with. Hey, look, I don't mean to divide you guys, but I'm here to warn you single fellas how to save a lot of money. I think I saw this on Frasier, or maybe I heard it on Dr. Phil. Now remember this, guys. When dating, every time your pants goes down, so does your money. What's in your wallet? Well, I hope a condom. Now, that's just priceless, Dr. Phil. It only took me 25 years and 2 marriages to figure out the difference between my wives and my job. And we all know that job still sucks. And I didn't save at Geico either.
Okay, well, this job is fun. I can vent. So can you. Because if you like it, laugh out loud. And if you don't, blow it out your ass. But you got to do one or the other. Because if not, you hold back. I guarantee, just like the ex-wives, you'll get gas. And I promise you, if someone rips one right now, we'll all laugh. Not to worry. Farting's not contagious, you know, like yawning or puking. I mean, you see someone puking, you're gagging. True. And studies prove that when you laugh, your butt puckers up. Yeah, try it. I dare you to laugh and fart at the same time. It's not a trick question. It can't be done. I know. I've studied comedy. And doctors know it, too. That's why they tell you to cough, not laugh. Hey, if you laugh, you'll piss on the doc. Though you can sneeze and fart at the same time, and some of the best sex I ever had is when she sneezed. Think about it. So she was allergic to me, so now I'm back in a single scene. Scarlett says, find someone else, you'll get over me. Well, now, I've been going around the block so many times, her name is Streets after me. Detour, dead end. But every once in a while, I do get lucky, and it's slippery when wet. Which is only fair. I've had enough icy conditions ahead to last a lifetime. And I gotta warn you married people how to avoid the toll booth ahead. Look, statistics prove that half of you are doomed to divorce, so save your freaking money. Don't even bother going to a marriage counselor. Cut out that middleman. Just find yourself a cheap lawyer. Because the shrink's going to charge you $100 an hour. Mine told me to get over to wife. I should watch pornos. Now, who the hell tells you that? Great advice there. Watch others getting it on. Well, I'm not getting any. Like I'm not depressed enough. Look, for $100 an hour, you could get a hooker. True. And if I advice like that, I could get for free from any of the comics here at the comedy show, which is where I met the future next ex-wife, a Marilyn Monroe impersonator. So now that I'm with someone, the wife wants me back. Well, isn't that the way it is, people? They always want you back to being miserable. I don't know what to do. So I go back to the shrink and I tell her, hey, both women want me now, but I am totally confused. But I gotta say, I'm having a great time doing the both of them. The shrink says, this is your problem. You're a sex maniac. I'm a sex maniac. I smell a lawsuit. You porno psycho shrink me. It's your fault. You're the one who told me to watch smut. But it might have worked. I'm finally getting some. Look, you could just stay at a Holiday Inn Express, get a hooker, and be cured. It's legal in most of Nevada, and you can deduct her off your taxes as a medical expense.
Deduct my addiction. That's the ticket. We don't vote for that, because I'm an expert.
Are we having fun yet? Thanks, because my heart paid for it. They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Well, you ever been with a woman who can't cook? Well, unlucky me, old iron guts. I gamble again. I go back to Scarlett. Within 24 hours, she calls Marilyn, and behind my back, they do lunch. And over a bottle of wine, I'm auctioned off back to Marilyn. Scarlett's got buyer's remorse. Hey, here we go again, through the revolving door of love. Now, U-Haul's giving me frequent hauling ass miles. Now, it gets real crazy. A couple weeks later, Scarlett invites us all over for Thanksgiving dinner. Talk about Southern hospitality. Now, picture this around the table. Scarlett, me, Marilyn, our two daughters, and surprise, surprise, the wife's new boyfriend and a burnt bird. Well, no surprise there. Good, let him get a taste of this. This isn't the first time she burnt my bird. Once she boils all the water out of the pot and that Teflon coating catches fire, that crap is toxic, people. Those fumes killed my daughter's birthday presents. Parakeets. It's the truth. I get home to flashing lights and sirens because the wife can't boil weenies. Now I'm getting flashbacks and indigestion. So I go to use the commode. Scarlett corners me in the hall and says she wants me back again. Now how crazy is this? I say stay with the boyfriend. He's a fireman. He's used to burnt crap. While on the throne, though, I'm trying to figure it all out. And I'm starting to feel sorry for this guy. So as I leave, I slip on my pornos and my cooking videos. Well, this really pisses Scarlett off. And she throws me from the frying pan in the court like I'm a flipping Johnsonville and she's pitching for the Braves. I'm tomahawked again. Whatever happened to Southern hospitality? No, I'm deep fried. No sweet potato pie, just lots of gas to go around. One second she wants me, the next second I'm out the door. Well, a week after the divorce, I go and get married again. Look, I'm done going to U-Haul. Marilyn did say I was her soulmate, and I believed it. How touching, people. When you hear you're someone's soulmate, run! Run! Just like Night of the Walking Dead, leave my soul out of it. Whatever happened to Death Do Us Part? I don't want to be tormented forever. Well, I fell for it. I married the witch. Hey, call me voodooed, but I was under the spell. Don't tell me this ain't Sin City, because right in my audience, this is Marilyn, blue-eyed bartending she-devil. At first, I didn't think she was a witch. But then when she touched my hand, poof! You all know I turned into a motel. Hey, blame me, guys. This chick's back in 38's handcuffs makes one mean martini. Go figure. I was shaken, not stirred. Let me show you how this goes down. I'd ask a pretty girl in the audience. Hi there, how are you? Are you married?
No.
You got a boyfriend?
Yes.
Hey, I thought you were old enough for a man friend.
Well, this night, Marilyn's sitting next to a dude. So when I ask if she's married, she says,
no, I'm divorced.
So I say, hey, you got a boyfriend? She goes,
no, I'm divorced twice.
Well, what are you, Capricorn?
Yes, how'd you know?
Hey, that's my amazing Kreskin impression.
The laughs continue on the Oscar, Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
Hey, all right. Anyways, I enjoy that because of the simple fact that you got to get your stuff recorded. You got to write down what happened over the years of my life was putting together different bits here and there. Not even sure where it's all fitting in together. And then I would say about 15 years ago, it all came together working with Brian Hoffman throughout Ohio. We were doing a lot of Elks Lodges and VFWs and things of that sort. And he was the one that really pushed me to what you would say is stretch. He forced me to get on stage and says, I'm not letting you off until you've done 20 minutes. Just stand there and go. And that's what force you to get up there when you got friends like that to get out there and do it. And so what I did was I started just putting all the different notes I've been writing down on this, that, and bar napkins and everything else over the years, and said, let's see which way this could go, putting it all together. So some of the stuff is stock jokes, and when I do, I say, like, hey, we all know that da 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 da, and it works for me. I mean, it's the way my act is structured. So anyways, I've had a lot of fun and made a few bucks and definitely made great friendships over the years. If nothing else, just the fact that meeting guys like George Burns and Buddy Hackett and Carlin and Brenner and Kinison and all the different people over the years, it's just been a wonderful experience to be able to share a laugh with those guys and pick their brains for what works for them and just being able to have that time to meet people. That's always been my passion, being comedy. And they say if you pursue your passion, the money will follow. And I'm a very fortunate guy that after being on stage since 1976, now 40 years here in Las Vegas, that I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of people. And even God bless him, Danny Gans is gone, and he was one heck of an impressionist. And I got to work with him, met him when he was just starting out, too, at Sandy Hackett's Sahara Showcase that used to meet down there on Monday nights. And I haven't seen anything kind of like that since November. Evan Davis, if you check out his website, he puts on shows over at the Silverton. Hopefully he's still putting on shows over there. And over at the Italian-American Club, too. And they got some great singers like Jerry Tiffy and different people that get up and perform over there. And check that out. Check out his website. And again, check out ours, OscarandBernie.com, and Oscar and Bernie YouTube. We're on Facebook, John Oscar Hine. We're going to hit him with the Hine come Thursday over there at America's Got Talent. And I want to thank my buddy, Mikey, over at Easy Bail Bonds. Mike's a good guy. If you find yourself in trouble and you need to get out of jail, well, give Mikey a call at 702-445-0866. Get your crazy uncle out of jail. Give Mikey a call at Easy Bail Bonds, 702-445-0866. Hey, bro, you keep playing. I mean, I got an hour of material on there. We might as well just play about maybe the next 10 minutes and cut back in, and we'll take it towards the end of the show. I just keep throwing it out there and let people see what it is.
And all right, these people keep coming out of the closet. Rosie O'Donnell, how they stuffed their fat ass in there in the first place, I'll never know. And Superman is gay. That's right. The Man of Steel was caught eating rebar. And if you don't understand it, ask the Green Lantern or any construction worker at the YMCA. Superman was out of the phone booth like a transvestite triathlete on kryptonite. Can't shift that tranny. Green stuff was everywhere. And how can Superman fool you anyways? He wears a cape, a tight. No, those boots. And do I have to mention Batman and Robin? Hey, don't ask, don't tell. And Billy Ray Cyrus, I think he's gay too. Don't let Miley fool you, because Billy was twerking way before she ever was. I bought achy, breaky, heart, and then the backside's is freaking reeking. But, look, I'm out in the mall. I think the Dice Man's gay too, because I saw him live. And what tipped me off is one of his little poems. And it went like this.
Wee Willie Winky was playing with his dinky. Along comes Dice, says it's very nice. Now Wee Willie's dinky stinky. Well, that didn't sound like Dice, but it sure sounds like he's running a Hershey Highway of Love. Oh, we don't even want to think about it. And the king of anal sex, Howard Stern? Oh, yeah, he's known as Stem the Stern. And now a judge of America's Got Talent? I got to tell you, people, when I was there, I did America's Got Talent, and I was peeking in the closet. Hey, I had to look. You would, too. Hollywood had to see it to believe it. Howard was holding hands with KC and the Sunshine Banner singing a duet, but I can't repeat it. It's way too gross. Just guess you had to be there. What? What? You say you want to hear it? All right, you asked for it. Instead of singing KC's Get Down Tonight, they're singing Get Brown Tonight. And it goes like this. If you don't like hair, pop it in the derriere, get brown tonight, get brown tonight. Bust your nut, pop it in the butt, get brown tonight, get brown tonight. Hey, lady, you asked for it. Put it where it rakes between the cheeks. And something's up at UPS. They all love brown. Sure, all deliveries in the rear. Hey, you'll get your package. Hey, what Brown will do for you, UPS stands for up the poop chute, think about it. And you think I make this up. And what's with Mike Tyson? I think he's bi-cannibal sexual. He wants to eat everybody, anybody, even your baby. Here's my impression of Mike. Mike in his one-man play. Friends, woman, countrymen, let me know who he is. Tyson after the play at his one-man cast party. Ear. Anybody ear? Can you imagine a Tyson and Jeffrey Dahmer in jail at the same time? That got bond on food fight, a real feeding frenzy, and could get hairy. Which leads me to ask the question, do cannibals serve pygmies as cocktail weenies? Gay midgets as fruit cocktails? Maybe French dwarf hookers as hors d'oeuvres? Hey, I don't mean to cannibalize the little people, and I promise I'll give them equal time and not cut them short. But the cannibal buffet? Whoa, you better bring an organ donor card, because they're going to charge an arm and a leg for elbow macaroni, foot-long hot dogs, and don't forget the rump roast. Well, maybe you should. Though they do advertise not a fart in the cart. And stay away from the chicken fingers. They don't taste like chicken. Smells more like rump roast. Who knows where the fingers have been? And you'll never see a bulimic cannibal. Oh, no, because once they get that finger in their mouth, gulp. Finger licking, good, it's all over. It's like spontaneous human combustion with those people. They eat themselves out of house and home. Nothing left but teeth and ass.
What happened to Mr. Ranger?
I don't know. The last time I saw him, he had his foot in his mouth and his head up his ass.
Oh, it's not nice to pick on cannibals. They're just like the rest of us. They just want a little head on their beer. Or is it a little beer in their head? Sir, has he ever tried that with you? I hear it's quite refreshing. Then again, maybe Martha Stewart will hook up with Hannibal Lecter and write a cannibal cookbook. How to dress up your fruit and vegetables in the art of making finger sandwiches. Now I know what you're thinking. How does this asshole come up with this shit? And why? Why, the shrink couldn't figure me out. Said I drove her to the edge. And then she jumped. Honest, I didn't push her. She's an educated person. She should have known better and drove off the edge. That way the insurance company would have to pay double for accidental death. That's the way to commit suicide. Drive, don't jump. Think about it. Oh, tragedy. I touched the nerve. Maybe I pushed the envelope, but there are better ways to get off. You can watch pornos with pygmies. Invite Robin Williams and Jack Kevorkian. Oh, so now let's really push the envelope. They say you can't talk religion and politics in a bar, but who are they anyways? I think they is some religious political bastard. Because wasn't this country founded by a bunch of drunks in a pub? I mean, let's face it. Sam Adams brought the beer, Washington sparked up the hemp, and Jefferson brought...
Let's return to the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
And Jefferson brought the girls. Think about it. And I got to ask the question. If we're made in his image, maybe Darwin was right. How come there aren't more geniuses running around? I say God grant us across the board 20% increase in IQs. How we wouldn't need all these lawyers or warning labels and hot cups of coffee. Besides, the geniuses we got, what do they know? They say the world began with a big bang. Bullshit. Ladies know before the big bang, there's always a big suck. Think about it. And speaking about big bangs, all these six suicide bombers, what do they think they're going to get? 72 virgins in heaven? Guess what? That's a lot of PMS. That ain't heaven, Ahmed. That's hell. And I know, because I'm surrounded by two ex-wives, three daughters, four sisters, and five nieces. Add it all up. I've been bombed by PMS, but men get even. Men get the remote control. That drives women crazy. They hate to give up that control. And guys, as soon as we think we've had total control over our lives, that's when it hits us. Death. And I think death is God's funny way of saying,
Hey, you, come here. I have to grope you. Hasta la vista. And that's scary, because when you hear God, you know it's time for a heart attack, a stroke, or some death-rattling thing. Nothing to fear, though, nothing to fear. I'm not going kicking and screaming into heaven, because the wine's free. And when my body hits the ground, I'm going to thank God I'll never have to take another crap again. Or take anybody else's crap, either. Think about it. Can we have an amen?
When Father Time has a remote, Mother Nature has hurricanes. News at 11, PMS can be deadly. This has been a public service announcement from your ass holiness.
All right, and that takes me up to bit 15 at that point. We jumped a few minutes in between there, but that's all right. I mean, just getting it out there and giving you guys an idea what the heck you got to do if you want to get up and do comedy. I mean, write down what's funny to you. Be striving for that 4 to 6 laughs per minute. And don't be afraid to get on stage. You got to fail before you succeed. You got to crawl before you can walk. So get a hold of the guys down there at tomorrow night, Naked City Pizza, and go on over there and get some stage time. Anyways, some of the terms in comedy here, pulling them up off the old internet. Some of this stuff I haven't even noticed before myself. First story. I guess this is in a high-class joint when you got a first story and a second story. I don't know. First act, second act. Hit them up with the third act. The scenario imagined in the mind of the audience based on the setup of a joke. Second story, the scenario imagined in the mind of the audience based on the punch of a joke. All right, I guess that's when you're coming back doing a callback. I don't know. I flunked out on that class, 101 comedy, I suppose. The professor was saying, wake up, you nut. Anyways, acting out a quick scene with one or more points of view enacted during a comedian show. Also see scene workout. Well, a lot of times, one of the first things and you might want to work on, if you want to get on stage but you're a little nervous, get involved in an improv group. Because then you got other people on stage with you, and you're working off of them. You're bouncing ideas off of them. One of the improv things that we did down at the Comedy Store years ago was they lined everybody up across the stage, maybe 5-6 different people. And then one guy would be out in front and point at you, and they're playing like a radio station. So anyways, some girls might say, hey, what do you mean you're playing a radio station? But anyways, they point at you, and you got to be the station. And they change channel to the next guy they point. And you'd be coming up with stuff off the top of your head and looking for the funny and what was going on. The other one that we used to do years ago, one of the techniques was 1,001 whatever's walked into a bar, and you get inanimate objects yelled out from the audience. You know, 1,001 beer bottles walked into a bar, and a bartender wouldn't serve them because ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. And that's where you got to work off the top of your head, improvising what you find funny. And as I've said before, you ought to be able to look around the room and talk about any inanimate object and find the funny in it. In this place, in our studio, it's almost like zombie apocalypse hit this place. And there's some real characters. When the lights turn down low, you think you got somebody sitting over your shoulder. But there's always something in the funny is what you're looking for. Tragedy to comedy. You know, a lot of times you're picking on whatever situation that some poor bastard slept on a banana peel, and that's where everybody else is standing back laughing. So anyways, I guess Jay's going to play a little more. Well, you got anybody else to play? Some George Carlin or anybody? Or? Okay. You wanted just you tonight. All right. Yeah, well, we skipped over part of just me. But anyways, we'll get back to that, however that works.
I would just like to go on record that at yes. 6 p.m. this evening, I was told this is what we need to do. I upload the CD. There's no tracks. There's no instructions. So
I don't know. They gave it to
me. So this is what you get.
Oh, so now let's really push the envelope. They say you can't talk religion and politics in a bar, but who are they anyways? I think they is some religious political bastard. Because wasn't this country founded by a bunch of drunks in a pub? I mean, let's face it. Sam Adams brought the beer, Washington sparked up the hemp, and Jefferson brought the girls. Think about it. So I got to ask the question. If we are made in his image, I mean, maybe Darwin was right. How come there aren't more geniuses running around? I say God grant us across the board 20% increase in IQs. We wouldn't need all these lawyers or warning labels and hot cups of coffee. Besides, the geniuses we got, what do they know? They say the world began with a big bang. Bullshit. Ladies know before the big bang, there's always a big suck. Think about it. And speaking about big bangs, these six suicide bombers, they think they're going to get 72 virgins in heaven. Guess what? That's a lot of PMS. That ain't heaven, Ahmed. That's hell. And I know, I'm surrounded by two ex-wives, three daughters, four sisters, five nieces. Add it all up, and I've been bombed by PMS. But men get even. Men get the remote control. Oh, that drives women crazy. They hate to give up that control. And guys, as soon as we think we got total control over our lives, that's when it hits us. Death. And I think death is God's funny way of saying, hey, you come here. I have to grope you. Hasta la vista. And that's scary, because when you hear God, you know it's time for a heart attack, a stroke, or some death-rattling thing. Nothing to fear, though. Nothing to fear. I'm not going kicking and screaming into heaven because the wine's free. And when my body hits the ground, I'm going to thank God I'll never have to take another crap again. Or anybody else's crap, either. Think about it. Can we have an amen? Amen. When Father Time has the remote, Mother Nature has hurricanes. News at 11, PMS can be deadly. This has been a public service announcement from your ass holiness. Now, when it comes to politics, I know nothing. What do I know? I voted for Nixon and Clinton, and they both got impeached. Tricky Dick got thrown out of the White House, and Billy's lucky Hillary didn't throw his Tricky Dick out. And Bill got my vote because his wife forgave him. I never had a wife forgive me. And after I voted for Reagan, a friend of mine said, hey, how can you vote for him? His name is Ronald Wilson Reagan. That's six letters and not three names. 666. He just elected a freaking Antichrist president. Hey, thanks, Al Bundy. There's my big bang. But how could Ronnie be the Antichrist? The poor bastard ate his dinners through a straw. The devil could do better than that. And what would the devil eat anyways? A souffle of cannibals with lots of hot sauce. Fried soul of Jeffrey Dahmer. Hey, the devil likes junk food like he's on a diet. And for dessert, hot chocolate ear of Tyson.
Well, there you go again, biting off more than you can chew.
And yes, I voted for Bush over Gore. Hell yeah, give me a cowboy that can polish his gun, belly up to the bar and go, yee-haw, bring him on. Because poor Gore sounded like a sissy. Lockbox, lockbox, lockbox. Hey, Al, leave Tipper out of this. We all know you're jealous over all the nookie Clinton got. And Al, I got your cure for global warming. It's called nuclear winter. It's not pollution that's warming us up, people. They took all the oil out of the earth. We weigh less. We're getting sucked into the sun. Proof for the big suck. Ladies, quit telling us to put the lid down. Guys, if you really want to save the environment, then just pee in the sink. It's the perfect male bidet, saves a lot of water, and it's easy to wash your hands and Johnson at the same time. And remember, fellas, to wipe your butt with a cotton ball and Listerine. That way you're always minty fresh when the employees kiss your ass. Think about it. Another public announcement from your ass holiness. In the election of Obama and McCain, whoa, that was right out of Animal Farm. Not Animal House, but right off the farm. Because the old goats voted for McCain, and the sheep voted for Obama. Not me. I voted for anarchy. I wrote in my own candidate, Ken Jennings. You know, Ken Jennings, the kid that won everything on Jeopardy. Look, if you can win on Jeopardy for a year straight, automatically they make you president. Put all politicians on Jeopardy. Put all the politicians there. That's what I say. The hell with the debates. Let's see who has a freaking brain. And the winner gets one of Romney's houses. That I could watch. Hey, it's deductible for him. In fact, why don't we just put Putin and Obama on wipeout and the winner gets the Ukraine? So as you can see, people, the $20 spent on my internet diploma was a complete waste of money. Better off spent in a titty bar. Because the only thing I remember from school were those little ditties written on the bathroom walls. We all know the little ditty. Here I sit brokenhearted, tried to crap and only farted. Hell, I don't remember that many lines from Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo, Romeo, for art thou, Romeo?
Wake up, Juliet. I saw him down at the titty bar. Oh, yeah, he was snatching kisses and vice versa. Here I sit brokenhearted, tried to crap and only farted. So I tagged it. Hey, I see you took a chance, blew a fart, and crapped your pants. The next one I read on the locker room wall, and it's pretty gross. Almost as bad as Get Brown Tonight, but hey, I know now that you can handle it, so here goes. He who writes on bathroom walls rolls his shit in little balls. He who reads these words of wit, eat them little balls of shit. That's gross. And the only thing I remember from middle school, what a bunch of crap. And the author thinks he nails you with that last line, but guess what? I think Cheech and Chong would have done it this way. Hey, man, he who writes on bathroom walls rolls his shit in little blunts.
Oh, wow, man, he who reads these words of wit ain't getting none of my blunts of shit.
That's for all you stoners in the back by the bar. Hey, pay attention. And his last little ditty would make a great men and deodorant commercial. A cute little jingle. No matter how much you wiggle and dance, the last few drops seem to land in your pants. So use Menin under scrotum deodorant for that deep down fresh manly scent. And for the bull bikes, there's Menin Butch Rub.
Now, my mama said Rosie sells it at Carmel. Bernie and Dirty History of Comedy Show.
What the hell are you doing? You haven't even got to my part yet. Jesus Christ.
Hey, calm down, Bernie. You'll get your chance here sooner or later. We're trying to kill some time. We started a little late tonight. I don't know how much more time we got. How much time we got?
10 minutes.
How much?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Oh, we got 10 minutes to go? Well, I thought we had 20, so now the pressure's off of me. I only got to do half as much time while we're doing 10. Well, that's all right. Anyways, that's what I encourage you guys to do. Record your performances, especially if you can get them on video. We started taping our act back in 79, and people said, hey, tape this, tape that, and it grew into a freaking business. Your destiny might not be on stage doing comedy. Maybe you'll end up in an advertising agency and be doing some funny stuff over there and making a boatload of money. The idea is that get out there and have fun, especially when you're young. Take risk in life. You'll find out how special you are. I mean, if you think that you can do it, that's halfway of getting it done. So I encourage you, if you were always known as the class clown, to get involved. There's a lot going on here in town, like I mentioned earlier, all the different open mics we have in Las Vegas. I noticed this last week even a couple more popping up, and I'll get those to you this next Tuesday on the next show. What's going on around town. My buddy Smiley Joe Wiley, I believe he's still got his party bus running. Want to give out a show to Smiley Joe, go over and check out his app. Very funny guy. He worked the cruise lines for a bunch of years. Joe and I worked back in Ohio, heck, 15 years ago, going on damn near 20 years ago. So anyways, I encourage everybody to get out and try something different. If you can't sing, try comedy. If you can hold a note, get out there, do some karaoke, meet some people, have some fun. There's a lot going on here in Las Vegas. Give a shout-out again to my buddies that helped sponsor the show. Dick Talks over there, Pete's Wheatgrass. Also my buddy Ernie over there at Amnesia Salon out on Losey Road. Get out there and check them out. Hey, we got the SAG Awards coming up. I'm in the Screen Actors Guild. I got my first union voucher. You got to get 3 union vouchers before you become eligible to join a union. My first one came from doing a gong show. I was fortunate enough after doing the original gong show down there with Chuck Barris and seeing our material get ripped off about a week later on Norm Crosby's Comedy Store. Norm had nothing to do with it. Rip Taylor claims he had nothing to do with it. He said he got it from the writers of the gong show. So then when the new gong show came out in 88, Sandy Hackett made sure that we got on down there. I appreciate his help in the early days. And it was a lot of fun. We did 3 of them, and they gave us a union voucher when I did Roy Orbison. And then the second voucher came with doing Last Comic Standing. Went down there as a contestant, and it turned out to where they ended up using us, and it paid really nice. And it gave us our second union voucher. And then here in town, through the agency of Julie Goldman and Associates, you can check out them over there on Facebook, Goldman and Associates. Julie's a wonderful person. Got me in a lot of movie work here in town, along with Rochelle Casting, Rochelle Talent. She, too, is on Facebook. And David Anthony Casting. Those are the 3 big ones, I guess, in town I've got most of my work from. Spectrum Agency, too. Cheryl Murphy over there. Cheryl, she gets some work for us. So I was able to do a couple movies with Russell Brand, and one was Get Him to Greek, and that got me my third union voucher working with him. I was able to join a union a few years ago. So anyways, what happens this time of the year, they send us out all the movies that we get to vote on. So I'm getting Fences and La La Land and all this different stuff. Getting to watch them at home, and plus stuff on TV. They hook us up with Netflix, and we get to see all the new stuff that's out there and get to vote on it. And over the years, it's been a nice experience. Worked on the Nasty Boys back in the 90s with Dennis France, worked as his stand-in, and did a lot of extra work. And if you have a kind of day job where they give you some flexibility, or if... excuse me, if you're pursuing comedy, a good job is like working for any of the airlines, because then you can fly all over the place pretty much just for the cost of the taxes. And that way you can fly to open mics in L.A., San Francisco, comedy competitions that are around the country, There's a fella here in the town, World Series of Comedy, Joe Lowers. Does a lot for getting people involved over there. And that comes in September. They got some satellite places around the country where you can go perform at, get over there, or just pay the $50. I think is all it was when I did it a few years ago. And Joe gives you a few minutes on stage. And what you want to shoot for anyways is like Drew Carey did on his bit with the Tonight Show. It was 5 minutes of clean material. America's Got Talent is 90 seconds is what they give you. So that's what you're shooting for, 90 seconds of clean material that can be on national TV. And in that 90 seconds, if you're looking for 4 to 6 laughs per minute, if you get 6 the first minute and you get another 4 to second 30 seconds, if you're pushing that, if you're getting 10 laughs in that 90 seconds, you're going to be doing really good. You're going to hold the audience. And that's kind of my game plan this time, because the last time I was on America's Got Talent, it was basically to bust on Piers Morgan, because I didn't like the way he talked to people. He was kind of an antagonistic person, especially a lot of young people that are getting up there for God knows how many times in their life and having the balls to get up there to do it, and then he'd berate them afterwards. And Bernie got him pretty good. The associate directors, they told us they were really happy with the way we zinged them. So anyways, what do we got? How many more minutes? Can we play a little more of my stuff and take us out, or what do we got going on? You want me to talk for a few more minutes? Or are we at that minute thing that I should stretch it, as they say in the biz? Because I can talk about something, dang it. We got a Oscar and Bernie website. Go check that out on our YouTube channel. And get a hold of
it. That's it. And tonight on the way home, I'm going to stop at an Arco for gas and food. That way I'll kill two birds with one stone. That's painful. Bastard, I'm going to get stoned with two birds. See, this is your problem. I'm a party animal. Vote for me. And that's why you have problems with the law. Hey, it was the cop's fault. I was driving along minding my own business. Doop-de-doop-de-doop-de-doo. Cop pulls me over and says, hey, buddy, where do you think you're going? Why did you pull over when you saw my lights flashing? Well, Bernie, why didn't you? My wife ran off of that cop. I thought it was him trying to bring her back. Oh, geez, that's real bright. Then he said he smelled alcohol in my breath. Oh, no, Bernie. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers will be very mad at you. I don't care. Mothers Against Deadbeat Dads are looking for you. Besides, I joined DAM. DAM, Bernie, what the heck's DAM? Drunks Against Mad Mothers. And you deadbeats better hope they don't put your pictures on the side of beer bottles, because they're going to find you faster than a New Amsterdam second. Hey, thanks a lot. You really need help. I need a reward. I caught you, didn't he? Didn't I? Hand me a drink. Bernie, I didn't know you were a closeted alcoholic. Thanks for letting me out, now that you know. Why'd you get stopped in the first place? Cop said I was going up a one-way street the wrong way. Oh, no, Bernie. Cop said, where do you think you're going? I said, I don't know, but I must be late. Everyone else is leaving. Look, Bernie, you need to pay better attention. I couldn't even pay the fine. Cop said, didn't you see the Yales? Hell no, I didn't even see the Indians. All right, Bernie, let me ask you, what do you like doing the most now that you're here in Vegas? You're old lady when you ain't looking. Bernie, I like going to the chicken ranch. Chicken ranch? How'd you get there? Joe took me. You know, the guy with the $90 tattoo. Wait a minute, Bernie, you said it was $100. Oscar, Joe's a little embarrassed right now. Deflation, Joe, get over it. Hey, don't fly off the handle. Oh, now I can stay? Hey, look, Joe told the madam he had $500 for two of the ugliest girls and a couple of burnt steaks. What? Why is that? Exactly. I told Joe for that kind of money, we could have two hot chicks and steaks cooked to perfection. He said, yeah, Jay, never now, Bernie. I'm not homesick. I'm not horny. I'm homesick. I'm sorry, Joe, you lost your $80. Hey, you said it was 90. Joe just donated at a horny party. Well, as long as you guys had fun. We sure did. I was with Linda Lovefeathers. Linda Lovefeathers? Yeah, she's a nice bird, a real swallow. How much cum can a kumquat come? If a kumquat could quat come. Believe me, she knows I'm a little kumquat. All right, Bernie. And she's a judge, too, you know. Oh, no, I didn't know that Lovefeathers is a judge. Yep, she offered me her honor. I honored her offer. And all night long, it was honor and offer and offer and honor. Hey, she'll be my vice president. Get it? Okay, I laid an egg and I'm not even ovulating. Hey, bite me, you fat bastard. You're laughing at my sex life. I woke up with chirpies. Chirpies, Bernie? It's a canarial disease. Bernie, that sounds terrible. Oscar, not to worry. It's tweetable. What kind of fool am I? Bernie, you need to be careful. Use protection. 20 girls I've loved before. Call the VD Clinic in Baltimore. Next.
Now, more laughs with the Oscar Bernie and Ernie History of Comedy Show.
I just want to chime in. It's pretty funny when the host doesn't even want to listen to his own stuff.
No, I was losing my voice there. But it came out all right, though. I like the way we had Groucho in there with the kumquat line. Yeah, it was an hour shoot. Like I say, it's just a training tape, so that's what you do. You know, you want to listen to what you're doing. But when you perform live in front of the audiences, tape that, because your ad-libs and stuff that you do live, you want to hold on to that. So then the next time you get on stage, you haven't forgot what the heck you did while you're up there. Hey, I guess we ran out of time. I appreciate you guys tuning in. It's always fun doing a show. I want to thank Crazy Jay Bird, his show, The Rockin' Comedy Show. We're over here at RadioVegas.rocks. Oscar and Bernie with Ernie, History of Comedy Hour. No, we haven't seen Ernie too much, so we think we shortened it to Oscar and Bernie, History of Comedy. Oscar out.